For MSONewsSports.com, I'm Tim Kearns, and this is Panther Review, a year-end wrap-up of the 2015 Beverly Panther football season, brought to you by the Gloria Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street in Beverly. For the best in cold cuts and deli platters, it is the Gloria Food Store. And with me once again, it has been all season, is Dan Bow. But Dan, I have to do an aside right now and talk about the Gloria Food Store, because we had our annual Christmas soiree, and we had five of the most delicious calzones that you can ever imagine, and there's not a bite left for me to have after this party was over. So Scott and his crew did a great job, and I want to thank them, because they do it every year for us, as they have for I can't tell you how many decades through my wife's family. So once again, thank you, Scott. Now, as we get into looking at the Beverly 2015 season, it was one in which there, I think, was a lot of expectation heading into the season, Dan. You had a midseason dip in the road, and then you finished really, really strong, ending up with an 8-3 record, a season that a lot of teams would be very envious and love to have. But it also took work on the part of the Panthers to turn that midseason slump around and rededicate themselves and focus on that kind of finale.
Absolutely. You know, we started off really strong, and then we had those real tough games. And, you know, we had two games where we lost basically in the last play of the game. And to overcome that is really, really difficult. I don't remember anything like that happening to me as a player or when I coached the college level. So to have that emotional letdown, and then another game we, you know, the 14-7 loss to Danvers, we were right there, and, you know, one big play there. So there was a bunch of negativity that happened there, but we played pretty well. So it was really a strength of our team to be able to look through the clouds, you know, after all the disasters we had and basically pull out the rest of the season. You know, and really that last part of the season we played really, you know, against Revere, a very good Revere team. And I thought we handled them quite well. And then a Haverhill victory, which is probably the biggest win of our season, going up to their place because they're a big physical team. And, you know, we really took it to them well, and then to finish strong at Thanksgiving.
You know, certainly we talked about, and we talked before, all these games. But the Haverhill game was especially a concern for you because, one, you had to travel there. And two, it's not a well-known opponent, but the reputation of playing in that league is certainly well-known throughout the area.
It is, and the year before we played them in the two-day game, right? We had the big thunderstorm at the end of the third quarter, and we had to go back up on Sunday and finish the game. But they, at the end of last year, they lined up in a tight formation and went right at us. We couldn't stop them, and we knew they were going to do that to us again this year. And quite honestly, they went into it three times, and we shut them down, and they had to get out of that, and they couldn't really stop our offense. And so that's why I'm really proud of the kids for that, because they were really a tough opponent, and that was a big game for the way they played.
You know, and certainly you talked about the close losses, two of them on the basically last play of the game and the seven-point loss. Those sometimes are harder to overcome for kids because of the emotional impact that it has on them. You can cast off, you know, a 24-0 or a 30-point loss easier than you can throw away that loss on the last second of the game.
It's always the woulda, coulda, shoulda. And as a coach, you think of the three or four big plays in the game, and you think of the couple of calls that maybe if you did something differently, you may have had a different outcome. And it always comes down to, in those big games, one or two plays, and it certainly did. And, you know, and you got to take your hat off to the other teams, you know, tip your cap to them, because they played well when they needed to play well. And I think our players learned a lot about themselves, and I think it bodes well for the players coming back to go through that experience and know that, you know, if they could do it differently, they might do it differently.
All right, so let's break the team down. Let's look at the offense first, and let's break the team down into squads. Summarize the season that your backfield had, including your wide receivers.
Our backfield was very very strong, and Matt Madden had a very strong year with 23 touchdowns total and over 1,000 yards rushing, which is very good for a wing T offense. And Christian Miller had another really solid season with our fullback threat. Couple that with Jordy Routing with the outside game and Sam Abatey. And Sam Abatey's coming back. You know, Matt, Christian, and Jordan are all graduating, unfortunately. But we have a good group of kids coming back. You know, Sam's back. Kevin Flaherty, who didn't play a whole lot of back, but we gave him some carries at the last game. Alex Copeland, another back who had some good carries when the games got out of hand the other direction. So that cluster's coming back, and Kyle Chouinard's kind of the wild card. He actually was hurt in that Danvers game, dislocated his shoulder, and then really didn't come back till the last game. And so to have that cluster coming back is good. Our quarterback is returning, and our wide receiver is returning. We really don't have wide receivers. We have more of a blocking guy who's detached from the formation. But Tommy Adams will be back again, and we anticipate him having a really good year. So that part of it's pretty good.
All right, so the offensive line, especially in the wing T, is critical, because those are the guys that are angle blocking. And again, they have different designations as opposed to center, guard, tackle. That there are extra assignments labeled onto each of those positions.
Well, you know, we had some solid players that are graduating. Sean Perry, a 2-year starter for us at center. Never had to worry about the center. You know, he did the long, you know, the shotgun snaps when we went into shotgun formations. Made all the calls there. Very, very strong. And Chris Faust, 2-year starter for us at the quick guard. You know, another really strong performer, and got better and better as the senior season went on. And mixed that in there with Ryan Garrity, who was our starting tight end at the start of the season. With an injury to Steve Serino, our quick guard, we had to move Ryan down into the quick guard position, which says a lot about him, and you know, and very unselfish on his manner, but a heck of a player. And those three are graduating. And the other person who's very valuable, who you might not have noticed, was Jake Berry, who wound up starting for us in 3 different positions, and had the ability to play really 4 different positions, which is really not an easy thing to do. So losing that group is going to be tough. But coming back, we have Jake Veal, who wound up starting for us at strong tackle and really came on. Nick Shares at the strong guard. Hugh Calise at our tight end, who came into his own to allow us to move Ryan Garrity down. So that cluster of linemen will be back. And we have a couple of other younger linemen who we look to step in and do some good things. Nico Johnson is one. You know, Pat Gavin, who's a big, tall, rangy guy, we're looking for him to do something for us at the quick tackle. So we'll have some guys back mixed with some guys who got a lot of really meaningful experience.
Great. Okay, Dan, we're going to take a short break for a spot for Gloria Fu. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the defense. You're listening to Panther Review with Beverly head coach Dan Bauer, and I'm Tim Kearns. We'll be right back.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
I'm Tim Kearns, and back with Beverly Panther head coach Dan Bauer with our annual Panther review, and now we're going to take a look at the defense. Dan, let's start and work back from the defensive line, three middle linebackers and secondary. So starting with the defensive line play.
Defensive line, mostly seniors. Chris Faust, 2-year starter at nose guard, all-conference player for us. Ryan Garrity, defensive end, 2-year starter, all-conference player, and both those guys will graduate. And Jake Berry had a really solid senior season at the other defensive end spot. So we have some young guys that will step up and hopefully be able to come into their own. You know, I mentioned Pat Gavin earlier as one, and Jake Veal is another one. We're looking for those guys to really come on from there, moving back to our linebackers, we're lucky where Nick Shares will be a senior returner, as well as Hugh Calise. And Hugh Calise was all-conference and led our team in tackles and really is an outside linebacker. Naturally, we had to make him an inside backer, but very explosive player and really, really just made huge plays all season. Outside backers, Kevin Flaherty, he was a deep safety, but we moved him down. He is back, which is a good thing. He did a nice job. Matt Carnevale is graduating, and he was a 2-year starter for us at the outside backer spot, and actually was 3rd on the team in tackles. And then you throw Pete Malumba in there, the other outside backer, who was outstanding in his senior season. You know, so we got some guys coming back. We got some guys to replace the secondary. We're going to lose our 2 corners. Jordan Routing is a 3-year starter all conference, and Christian Echeverria, who was also our punter, he's graduating as well. Both those guys were real solid, very, very good players. Good high school corners. And actually, our safety spot will have some turnover because Matt Carnevale, we moved to deep safety midway through from outside backer. He's graduating. And Ahmad Al-Sharafi is graduating and was became a two-year starter by default 2 years, but a credit to him where he stepped in and made some plays and just kept – he knew the defense in the secondary. So we have some work back there. We have some returners coming back next year that contributed somewhat. Alex Copeland should look to play back there as well as Sam Abatey. And he has a big role in the offense, and he should have a big role on the defensive side. Johnny Jones at a cornerback position as well. So we have a nucleus of guys coming back, you know. And I think our kicking game will be strong. Foster Smallman, who's a freshman, wound up doing some kicking for us, extra points and some kickoffs. He'll obviously be back as a sophomore. Sam Abatey can punt. So we have some guys on the specialist spot. We'll need a new long snapper. Jake Berry's graduating, but we have a couple guys. But I think that this young group coming up, they learned a lot of lessons. I think this senior group learned a lot of lessons. The year before, we were 5-6, and they really wanted to go out strong and turn around the team chemistry, and I believe they did that. I really do. And I think this year's group that's coming back will see the work that is done, and I think they're going to build on it. They're cohesive. Right now, they're in the winter sports. They're doing the track. They're wrestling, basketball, so they're involved, which is important. We have very, very few guys not doing winter sport, which I think is really important. And I can tell they're very excited for next year already. So, you know, we're already talking about it, and, it'll be here before you know it. It'll be August in a blink of an eye.
Yeah, and we'll be doing Panther Preview again as we lead into next season. Then I want to end this interview with just a recap of three recent Beverly graduates, kind of recent, three years ago. But Dom Abatey, Kenny Pierce, and Brendan Flaherty have just excelled in their college football careers.
They absolutely have. And Brendan set the Patriot League receiving record, a Holy Cross receiving record. And I don't believe if he was made All-American, he should have been with the season he had. And I'm very close with one of the coaches who recruited him and just has nothing but great things to say about Brendan and his work ethic. Kenny Pierce, all-conference, and really did a great job down at Mass Maritime. And Dom Abatey playing lacrosse up at Springfield, you know, outstanding. But there's another guy you left out. George Callis finished his college career at the University of New Hampshire starting center. You know, he made the playoffs, and outstanding job for him. And Isaiah White is now out of Framingham State, had a good year, which is really good. And Chris Vallette's out of Fitchburg State playing there, and Jimmy Castronakis is out in Springfield. So we got a group of kids that are out there representing us, and you know, the recruiting is going on this year for a couple of our guys. They're taking a look at some things. Matt and Christian Miller are looking at some things. So we're hoping to continue that and get a couple more guys in the college pipeline.
You know, and certainly that serves as an inspiration to your underclassmen that are coming up and seeing kids graduate from the program and going on. They may not have that same good fortune, but they know that, you know, the program has produced those players.
It has, and we're very proud of that fact. And you know, over the course of years, we'll get a couple guys every year that wind up playing college football, which, as you know, is not easy to do. It doesn't matter whether it's small, big, or medium-sized football. It's still college football. And to have pride in this, and you see it in the city, you know, pride in those guys. They've gone on to done some good things, and I anticipate that with this group, too.
Yeah, and what I really liked about it is the school choices that those guys made. They chose schools where they were getting an opportunity not only to be on the team, but to be on the field. And that's the whole experience, what it's meant to be.
Yep, they're strong contributors. And, you know, look at Kenny. He wound up he was up there at St. A's and transferred out, but he found a good school for fit, and he's starting and all-conference and all that good stuff, too. And there's another player out there, too, that you may have forgotten about. UMass Dartmouth, Blake Sullivan. I don't know if you remember him. He was in the 2010 Super Bowl. We moved him from wide receiver to guard. We went to the wing tee. You know, he was captain, two-year captain down there. You know, so and I'm sure there's probably a couple of guys that I hopefully didn't leave out because, you know, we're so blessed to have some great kids. But, yeah, very proud of them.
Great. Dan, once again, I want to thank you for being part of the Panther Preview all season long. It's so much fun to talk to you and your staff during the football season. It's an education for me, and I really appreciate the way you guys have sort of accepted me in on those Wednesday nights into the latter part of the coaches' meetings after you guys are done with the kids.
Absolutely. You're always fun to have around. And next year, I'll remind you to bring a Gloria Foods calzone down with you on a Wednesday night. Could definitely go for one of those meatball calzones.
All right. Well, now the pressure's on. So once again, Dan, I want to thank you very much. And we will we'll talk Panther Preview in August of 2016.
You got it, Tim. Take care.
Great. All right. So that's been Dan Bowe, the head football coach of the Beverly Panthers, with the annual Panther Review. For MSONewsSports.com, I'm Tim Kearns.
What New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.